what's going on, you guys? If you're wondering why I'm so formal today, it's because I just tried to record a self intro today for a job application, and it's tough. it's tougher than it seems. You know, I've been trying to apply to, you know, various jobs for the past week or so, and so far so good. I got a reply from one. I got rejected, but it's okay. And I guess no one really talked about how hard it is to, you know, navigate this whole new world right after you graduate college. And it is scary, but you know, you have to go through it anyway, right? And I think part of the job search, I was kind of looking back on my previous work as, you know, as a freelance content writer, as well as an IT communications content previous job that I basically raved about for the past couple of episodes. And you know, I hope you bear with me, but you know, I think like we often underestimate what we've done in the past, you know, how much it took to accomplish those things. And recently I worked with a client on Fiverr. They're called Worldwide Business Research, and they essentially publish articles and or case studies, if you will, on various industries. And you know, before I bore you to death, it's essentially a really interesting job. That's all you have to know. And you know, I wrote topics on things I didn't know about, you know, things like next gen core banking or cloud native solutions. And I also wrote about how generative AI helped the e-tail industry, you know, create an in-store experience that Sephora did. Or, you know, I did something about how, you know, technology played a key role in China's economic growth. And, you know, these are like things that, like, what? I didn't even know about, right? So I think we often overestimate what we can do. I don't know how the saying goes, but essentially, I think we often underestimate ourselves. That's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, the things that we are capable of, the things that we've done in the past, like, they've all shaped you into who you are, you know. And I think it's also important to kind of have a clean slate mentality. But, you know, before I delve further into that, I think it's really important for you to kind of look back, essentially what I did back then, where, you know, I would look back at my past achievements on my previous work, and like, you know, they were great, they were amazing, and I'm very well proud of it. But at the same time, you know, it's like, what's done is done, it's in the past, and now I gotta start with a clean slate. And what that means is essentially, back in the day when I was in school, you know, I started following this team called Manchester City. If you don't know what they are or who they are, they're essentially a European football team that has been dominating the competition for the past year or so. They won the Premier League several times, and recently the Champions League. You know, sorry, not sorry, we're the best. But I remember there was a video on YouTube that I watched of Manchester City, and they were in players from the dressing room, and their captain, Ruben Diaz, he said something along the lines of, this is a new season, this is, you know, a fresh start, a clean slate, right? We start from zero. And I think it's really important to kind of carry forward that kind of mentality in, you know, in whatever you do, whether it be in school, in life, or at work, you know, because like, whatever you've done in the past, be proud of it, but don't dwell in it, right? Carry the lessons you have that you learn from them, whether it be good or bad, and you know, bring the wisdom with you as you trek through new territory, new grounds, right? For me, it's like finding a job, right? It's daunting, it's challenging, and you know, I'm not gonna lie, like just looking for a job that I would most likely fit in is hard, right? I went through a burnout yesterday, and I nearly went through one today. And yeah, you know, I think you often underestimate these things, but damn, they are hard, you know. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, when you have that, like, mentality, that clean slate mentality, as you move forward, you know, it's going to be less, there's going to be less friction, you know, because you're kind of like less inclined to go like, oh, you know, you were the best in this course, therefore, you know, you'll do good in this course. Well, that may be the case, but understand that this is a different course, and what you did well in the past worked for that time with the circumstances at that time, right? So I think it's good to remember those things, but it's also important to remember that you have a challenge in front of you, and that challenge is not the same as you did like 2 months ago. And that took a while for me to really grasp and understand and make peace with until I finally did. And you know, honestly, it's a trial and error kind of thing, but you know, over time we'll get there. You'll get there. And I think it's also pressure relieving, if you will, having that kind of like mentality, you know, because like you're, I don't know, you're less stuck up on your previous wins. Like, you know, there's no expectation that you're going to set for yourself, because sometimes when, you know, when you're on top of the world and you think, oh, this is all the glory, this is what glory feels like, you know, and you kind of reflect back on like, you know, the work ethic you put into and, you know, the amount of hours you did. Like back then, I was doing 5 courses, I was doing a part-time job, and I was also freelancing, and I was also like doing content at the same time. And, you know, I figured in myself back then, that's a lot, you know. But then, like, you know, I think it showed you how capable you were back then, and you were still well capable now. It's just, you know, now you know how much you can stretch yourself in terms of your capacity, your capabilities. Now it's time to kind of optimize it. How do I find or strike the right work balance in between to make sure that I don't burn out and I can still enjoy life, right? Like now, to be honest with you, I'm enjoying life more rather than, you know, like going into that grind and whatnot. I'm still, you know, trying to put out content. I'm still trying to apply to new jobs and everything like that. But you know, I'm gonna use this time to really kind of just enjoy this time, you know. And yeah, and I hope you have a good day. And for those of you who are still applying jobs, just keep at it, right? Keep applying, optimize your resumes, and yeah, cheers to the job market.